Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 13th November. Top stories for today. A man has been remanded for 3 days for investigation after he allegedly drove against the traffic on the northbound side of the North-South Highway on Wednesday. The 34-year-old salesman from Port Klang was driving a Produa Asia from Klang to Bidor for Deepavali celebration at about 6 p.m. when he was said to have made a U-turn at the Sungkai exit on seeing a roadblock and then drove against the traffic for 1.4 km on the highway. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin urged leaders from ASEAN and India to join hands in fighting COVID-19 and address common challenges in a more responsive and cohesive manner. During the 17th ASEAN-India Summit on Thursday, he said it is timely that both sides explore possible cooperation in economic recovery post-pandemic efforts to ensure smooth flow of medical food and essential supplies. Muhyiddin also said that Malaysia and ASEAN stands ready to cooperate with India in COVID-19 vaccine development and production. All members of parliament from Parti Amanah Negara have agreed not to support the budget 2021 tabled by the government on November 6. Its president Mohamad Sabu said that the decision was in line with the stand made by the Pakatan Harapan leadership. He added that the budget did not meet some of the demands submitted by Pakatan Harapan. The Selayang Magistrates Court today ordered a man to be remanded for 7 days for investigation into the odour pollution incident in Sungai Selangor that disrupted piped water supply to several areas in the Klang Valley on Tuesday. On November 11, 4 individuals, including 2 directors of a road construction company, were remanded for 7 days until November 17 in connection with the same incident. The likelihood that a COVID-19 infection will prove fatal has dropped by nearly a third since April due to improved treatment, researchers at University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation said on Thursday. The statistics reflect that doctors have figured out better ways to care for patients, including the use of blood thinners and oxygen support. Early testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by Australia's University of Queensland and CSL Limited has shown it to be safe and produce an antibody response, the Minister for Health Greg Hunt said on Friday. While slightly behind other candidates, the vaccine is proving to be safe through phase 1 clinical trials, and that is proving to produce a positive antibody response. Should it pass trials, Hunt said it could be ready for distribution by the third quarter of 2021. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.